Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. My name is Jenny Daly. I'm a National Marketing Director with Juice Plus, a member of the 39 Club, and I have to say, although I've given many trainings in my 17 years with the company, I think this is probably the first one I've ever done quite like this by phone, but hey, don't you love technology? And, you know, I'm really excited about doing it, partly because my background is teaching, also because my major in college was math. So, you know, I'm really feeling in my comfort zone here. However, the good news is that you really don't need to understand the numbers to be successful with Juice Plus. And let me share a little story with you. Several years ago, Mick and I were at a conference in San Diego, and we had just watched new national marketing directors cross the stage. Afterwards, one of them came up to me, and he said, "Jenny, I've heard that you're really good at explaining the marketing plan." He said, "Do you have a few minutes to sit down with me and explain it to me? Because I figured that having reached NMD, it's about time I understood the numbers." So it just goes to show that you can get to National Marketing Director without really understanding the numbers. So hopefully that will bring some comfort to some of you. You know, to make money in this business, to increase your check, what we all have to do is talk to people, share CDs, share DVDs, have wellness presentations, invite people to Prevention Plus events, and then follow up. Those are the productive activities of what we do. Now, having said that, I know many of you receive a PVC report 3 times a month, and maybe you have no idea at all what it means. You've probably also heard about the importance of qualifying your business to get that 5% performance bonus. And maybe, again, you don't really understand what that means either. So, this morning, hopefully, I'm going to help you understand that PVC report and how you are paid. Now, you'll see this page is really divided into 3 different sections. The top third has a title of Company Bulletin Board. The middle part says Understanding the PVC Report. And the bottom part you'll probably recognize as an extract from a PVC report that you do receive 3 times a month, on the 5th, the 10th, and the 15th. Now, the middle section, the Understanding the PVC Report, is actually exactly the same as what's in the top part. I just reformatted it. And I've done this because I think most people, when they receive this PVC report, they look at this kind of this verbiage at the top, and it just looks like gobbledygook. I mean, you think, well, I just haven't got a clue what that's all about. What on earth does that mean? Well, when you separate it out, and you can look more closely at this after the call, you'll see that it's an explanation of the 6 columns that are actually on the PVC report. The first column is promo PV. The second column is cumulative downline payline. The third one is the volume you need to be qualified. The fourth column shows you your performance bonus qualification. The fifth one, your promote-out bonus qualification. Your sixth column shows you the number of preferred customers. Now, the good news is that the important columns here are just, at least in my opinion, the important columns to understand are just columns 1, 4, and 8. And if you have this sheet in color, you'll see that we've highlighted column 1 in red, column 4 in blue, and column 6 in green. So 1, 4, and 6. So let's look at the bottom third of this PVC report. And, you know, these PVC reports, they are generally emailed to you 3 times a month. You can have them delivered by fax if you prefer. When you get it, you do need to scroll down. You'll see that company bulletin board description at the top. Then you'll, on the next page, you'll see some colored lines showing you an explanation of how the colors can kind of be an alert for you as to people who are close to requiring a promotion. But if you scroll down in that report, you will then reach the page which is headed USA Downline Growth and Current PVC Report. I think that's enough to put most people off. But really, it's an incredibly useful report, and it really isn't as difficult to understand as you might think. So let's look at Ann Johnson, which is the first name here. Now, This is an extract from my PVC report printed 15th of May. However, we've changed the names just to protect their identity. But you'll see under, it says line number, and she is number 184. Now that just means she's, that this is just the line that she's on the report. Your line, your PVC reports start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and so on. That's just the line number. The next number, 5, shows her level to me. That shows me that she's 5 levels down from me. That means there are 4 other people between her and myself. Then it gives distributed name, followed by her telephone number. If there's a second number underneath that telephone number, that is the voicecom number. A good place to access other people's voicecom numbers on your team. Next column shows you title, which means she's a virtual franchisee. The next column, title date, means that she was promoted in March of 08. And now we get to column number 1. Okay, this is the first of the 6 columns. This shows her promotional PV, and it shows that she has 2,089. Now, what that tells me is that she fast-tracked to VF, because you notice her title is VF. She had over $2,000, so she obviously fast-tracked and was promoted to the VF position. We're going to skip over to column number 4, which is the PBQ, the performance bonus qualification, and I can see that this past month, she had 534 PBC. And what that tells me is she fast-tracked to VF, she did more than 2,000, she's got 534 in PBC this month, so she's not qualified yet, and I wouldn't expect her to be, because you need 1,000 PBC to be qualified. But she's got 534 in PBC, and if you go across to column number 6, you'll see that she has 21 customers. So that gives me a kind of a profile of Anne's business. Now let's go down to the next one, Tony Foreman. Now the next 4, again, were extracted from the PBC report. You'll see that they come from lines 249, 250, 251, and 252. The first one is Tony Foreman. Again, he's a level 5 to me. We have his phone number. He's a sales coordinator. He was promoted in January of 2008. You'll notice that there isn't a number in column 1. And if you look back to the middle section, understanding the PVC report, you'll see that this promotional volume is only used by dealers, direct distributors, and VFs for their promotion to the next level. Now, Tony is already a sales coordinator, so we don't need a number there. Let's move across to column 4 under Tony's name, and you'll see that his performance bonus, his PVC this month, was 2,984. So he is well qualified for his 5% performance bonus. Just mentioning in passing the number 5,021, that's his promote out bonus as a sales coordinator, and as I said, we won't get into that this morning. The 1,000 and the 3,000, those are excess numbers from the previous month. And again, I'm not going to go into that explanation. Somebody else is more than capable of explaining that to you. But essentially, if you have extra PV each month, more than you need, then for qualification purposes, it rolls forward to help you qualify the next month. So for example, if one month, instead of getting your 1,000 to get your 5%, you ended up with only 800, as long as you've got at least 200 excess, they would use that to qualify you. So it just gives you a little leeway if there's a slight fluctuation in your volume each month. Although really, if your customers are all paying on the installment plan, your volume should be pretty consistent every month. Moving across, you'll see the 09 there. I didn't mention that before. That is merely the renewal date. You'll see at the top of that column, RNDT. That's the renewal date of your distributorship. So all these people have renewed through next year. Now, Tony has 76 customers. And then you can see 2 more numbers. The 2,233, you don't need to worry about that. It is purely a number which shows the volume that came from those preferred customers. That is his preferred customer volume. And then the 18, this is kind of interesting, although it's not too important. But the 18 shows that he's had a qualified business for the last 18 months. And you'll see his name in the bulletin. And then the 1, which is under 39, the 1 shows that he has 1 qualified business on his team. And the reason they have 39 there is because he's wanting to get in the 39 club. And, of course, you want to get that number up to 3, so you're part of the 3 club. It might get up to 12, so you're in the 12 club. And it'll just show you how many qualified businesses you have on your team. Let's look at Paul Williams. Paul, you'll notice, is a direct... Well, first of all, Paul, line 250, he's a number 6, level number 6 to me. If you remember, Tony was a level 5. That tells me that Tony sponsored Paul. You'll notice that Becky is a number 7, level number 7. So that tells me that Tony sponsored Paul, who sponsored Becky. Diana is a level number 6. Well, 6 comes after 5. So that tells me that Tony sponsored Diana. Does that make sense? Tony sponsored Paul, who sponsored Becky, but then Tony also sponsored Diana. Going across, Becky will do this very quickly because of our time constraints here. Becky is a dealer. She joined us in September of 06. Her promotional volume is 1,315, so she's on the slow track. You'll notice she has 40 PV. She has only 2 customers, so she's really just a wholesale buyer. And then Diana Hughes is a VF. Now, this is interesting. She's her promotional volume is 18,837. Now, you might wonder why she isn't yet a sales coordinator. Well, you only need 12,000 to be promoted, but you do need some structure there, and she clearly doesn't have the structure of 3 DDs to be promoted to sales coordinator. However, she does have a qualified business. You see, 1,245 PV, and she has 46 customers. So she just needs one more distributor to be promoted. So hopefully that has helped you understand at least 3 of the columns on this PVC report. Hopefully you followed that through, but remember, you don't get paid for understanding the numbers. You get paid for sharing your excitement about Juice Plus with people you know, asking them to listen to a CD or watch a DVD, and most importantly, by following up. Then sharing the business with just a few others can help it grow much faster. Thank you.